Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly sunny. We'll have a high again around the mid-70s. In Kenosha right now, it is 66 degrees, 69 in Burlington, in Milwaukee 66, also 66 in Racine. In Kenosha County, where three men were shot at point-blank range Sunday evening while attending an event at the Great Lakes Dragway south of Highway KR, Sheriff David Beth says the victims were Illinois gang members, though he wouldn't tell reporters it was specifically a gang-related type crime.
We've got statements, we've talked to some family members have shown up, and we found that at least the family members that I'm aware of were not cooperative at all with the entire investigation. So it has not helped us. We do believe that the three people that are deceased are members of a gang out of Illinois.
The sheriff noting a lot of investigative work still needs to be done, but he is also hoping the social media craze can play a role in getting them a lead toward finding the shooter.
As far as the surveillance video, I'm not able to speak on that right now. But if anyone out there still has video of the scene or have video of the car or anything like that, I know that there's people out there that know the suspect. I know that there are, it's probably a lot of times these people will videotape it and they'll put it out there on Facebook to show what they've done. And I don't know that that happened in this case. I've not seen it. It's not been forwarded to us. But if anyone has any information, we'd love to have it.
He only said once, but the sheriff labeled the shooting an assassination. Two of the victims, 30 years old, the other 26, two from Aurora, the other from Oswego. The suspect, that is description, is African-American male, 20 to 30 years old, with a thin athletic build, shaved hair on the sides, and a scruffy top. A retail theft from Walmart that sparked a foot chase through a farm fields and backyards in the Mount Pleasant area ended with the arrest of a 27-year-old Waukegan man accused of stealing from the store in the past. Walmart officials contacted Mount Pleasant police just after 9:30 yesterday morning when a man they believed had stolen items from the store earlier in the month had come back to the building. As the suspect was walking to his vehicle with several allegedly stolen items, he spotted police near his car, ran back into the store, eventually got out through a fire door to the back of the building. With the help of officers from Racine and the Sturtevant Police Departments and Racine County Sheriff's deputies, the man was eventually arrested in a wooded area near Old Green Bay Road and Brown Road. He's now being held in the Racine County Jail awaiting formal charges. A woman in Summers facing charges accused of stealing some $12,000 from her employer, the McDonald's restaurant on Green Bay Road in Racine, over a four-month period. 35-year-old Cynthia Williams was in court Monday, charged with fraudulent writings and theft in a business setting. Court documents have Williams as a manager of the restaurant allegedly pocketing cash while preparing the nightly deposits. Williams also allegedly admitted falsifying returns, claiming that she believed that she had only taken about $1,000 to pay for expenses. A preliminary hearing on those charges is scheduled for later this month. A man from Racine charged with drunk driving. He was found slumped over the wheel of his truck at a gas station in Caledonia over the weekend. Court documents had a police officer noting the vehicle running, the driver asleep, his hand in a bowl of nachos. After making sure the vehicle was in park, the officer poked the driver in the arm several times until he woke up. While being questioned, the man said he believed he was at a Walgreens. After pulling out a large stack of cash from his pocket and thumbing through it, he grabbed a bag of cinnamon rolls and offered one to the officer. 36-year-old Adam Baranowski, charged with OWI fifth offense, cocaine possession, operating while revoked. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for later in the month. City of Kenosha's Parks Department scrambling now to take care of all its obligations after a devastating fire that occurred yesterday morning. That fire apparently beginning as the result of some type of an electrical malfunction, virtually destroying the contents of half of the department's field office near 39th Avenue and 65th Street. Gone are four trucks, lawnmowers, and a variety of hand tools, according to Parks Department Superintendent Jeff Warnock.
The heat was, unbelievable. The flames were up in the loft area about just underneath the roof line, but the heat inside there, it melted quite a bit of equipment.
Said a firewall prevented that fire from spreading to an office area. Crews from some neighboring communities came in to help. They were on scene for hours. A dollar damage estimate has yet to be made, but it's expected to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, in Madison, the Assembly Committee on Jobs and the Economy did approve the Foxconn incentive package, sending it on to the full Assembly for a vote on Thursday. The meeting, broadcast live by Wisconsin Eye, had more than 20 amendments offered by Democrats, but they were all rejected. Kenosha Representative Todd Onstead saying that was disappointing.
However, refusing to entertain a single amendment here today leads me to believe that there may not really be any interest in this being a bipartisan vote. Far too many questions have been raised about whether or not this project is good for taxpayers, a good deal for Wisconsin workers and contractors, and safe for our environment for me to vote yes today.
Said he'd like to see the legislature, in his words, take a deep breath and slow down the process by entering into further discussions to come up with the best deal possible for Wisconsin. CNN, as mentioned earlier, going to be hosting a town hall meeting featuring Congressman Paul Ryan next Monday evening in Racine. It's going to be open to the public, but this is a CNN production. It's going to be CNN in charge of attendance for the event. A release indicates the network is inviting people from Ryan's district to fill the audience. A request for tickets has been posted by CNN on their website. The event is going to be at the Racine Theater Guild at 8 p.m. next Monday. The speaker will take questions from the audience. The town hall will be broadcast live that evening. Of course, the congressman's been criticized for not holding a public town hall meeting in more than 2 years. Instead, private meetings at various locations around the district or by a conference call. In Mount Pleasant, the village may have a new interim administrator soon. The process of selecting someone to permanently fill that position is continuing. The board met in closed session for more than an hour last night, and after reconvening into open session, Board President Dave DeGroot simply said the discussion would be continuing Wednesday evening. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has been the interim administrator since Kurt Wallen was dismissed more than a year ago. Wednesday's meeting is expected to begin at about 6:30. The board also last night scheduled a vote on an appointment to the vacant trustee position. DeGroot again nominating Ram Bhatia, one-time Gateway board member, whose appointment lost on a 3-3 tie vote the last meeting. But DeGroot withdrew the nomination after trustee Ken Atwaska said even though he thought Bhatia would make a good trustee, he now wants to wait until after the new village administrator is hired. The Racine Common Council set to meet at 7 o'clock tonight on the second floor of City Hall. And at the start of the agenda, several communications being introduced and will be sent on to committee. They include the City Attorney's Office requesting council authorization to accept a monetary gift from the estate of Nicholas Willing. It's toward the purchase and maintenance of heart defibrillators to be placed in public setting municipal facilities across the city. The Finance Committee will discuss that. Alderman John Tate II's request going to the Public Works Committee, on which he is a member, a comprehensive review and possible modification of the policy on streetlight removal and replacement. And Alderman Tracy Lahren's got a request that the city enact an anti-bullying ordinance. That's set for a Committee of the Whole discussion. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.